Chris Lees is online. He's at Newcastle. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
You've got obviously a big couple of days on your home track. A lot of runners there Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, at this stage, I'll all line up. But just get through tomorrow's piece of work and
yep.
see how the acceptance is coming up.
I've got to ask you about Invincible Gem. You've entered her in a few races. What are you thinking at this stage?
Originally, I was pretty confident of going to the Cameron Handicap, but just looking at the weights, we may run in the Chibi yet, so I'm going to make them decisions probably tomorrow morning.
Okay, so we can rule Sydney out?
I would think so.
Yeah. What weight did she get in the Cameron, mate? I'm just getting it up here. You've got it on hand a bit quicker than me.
I haven't got any fun. 57.5.
Yeah, okay. So it's a bit more than what you thought?
I thought so. I think, yeah, I was probably expecting the race to be scaled down a little more than what it is, but it is what it is, so we'll see.
How has she come out of the last run in the tramway?
She's in really good order. She had a solid gallop on Saturday morning, and she come through it quite well. And she'll race well whichever race we run in.
Yeah. Okay. So a decision tomorrow morning at acceptance with Invincible Gem. What are the others that you're in the main races, Chris? We won't go through them all, but what do you hope to say running the cup on Friday?
At this stage, the four that we've nominated: Admiral Jello, Singing Ducan, and Wangwa.
Yep. Okay.
All four have raced well at their recent start, and they'll likely take their place.
And the Cameron, you've mentioned Invincible Gem. You've nominated Sense of Occasion and Sound Proposition there, who I saw in a piece of work there recently, seems to have come up okay.
Yeah, he'll run. I won't run Sense of Occasion with his weight, but Sound Proposition will run, and maybe a touch short for him, but I think he'll be quite competitive the way he's going.
He's just a horse that really likes getting up to that 2,000. You've learned pretty quickly, haven't you?
I think so. He's been impressed us in his two runs for the stable, although in softer company than what he finds on Friday.
Whispered Secret?
At this stage, I'd say she'll run in the Spring Stakes. I think we'll step her straight to a mile. I think they'll be a little sharp for her at 1,400. So she'll either run in the Spring Stakes or the 1,400-metre race on the Saturday, being the two rows.
Yeah, but you're leaning towards maybe Friday there.
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Can I ask you about Lure Remain, who's down in Melbourne? You've also entered for the Group 1. Am I safe to say it's the Maccabi Diva?
Yeah, he'll stay in Melbourne. He worked quite well this morning at Caulfield. I think he's ready now to step up to the mile, and I think he's the most competitive in what looks a pretty solid race.
Yeah, it does. All these races are. Were you satisfied with the Memsie?
Yeah, I was. I think when you break the race down, they went very slow through the first half, you know, with the late scratching of the obvious leader, Charles Harmy. Took a lot of the tempo out, and where the horses found themselves after they'd gone a furlong is pretty much where they all finished. So he's closing. So he's at last 600, actually the best of the race, although it wouldn't have looked it to the eye. But so he's where he's at, and with that quality of opposition, you need a few things to go your way, and you probably need a more genuine tempo there.
That was it just changed the race, didn't it? When Charm Harmony came out with a track upgrade, the whole race just changed.
It did a little, and yeah. And the horses that drew inside were able to find forward positions, and that's pretty much where they finished.
The horse has been to Flemington, I think, once, and that was a Group 1 win.
Yeah, he won the Cantaler Stakes at his only start there, so back to the centre of the corner.
Yeah, exactly. Have you got any others in Melbourne? Is that Hallelujah Boy still down there?
No, he put up a little short in his action behind, so he's just having a couple of weeks off, brought him back home. But at the moment, La remains our only horse down there.
All right, well, he seems like, to you, mate, you're hearing good reports. That's the main thing.
No, he's in good order.
Righto. All right, well, a few decisions for you. You just sit there and look at the weights, do you, for the rest of the day? Is that your day now? You just put the feet up and look at the weights?
Well, they're not going to change, so it's not going to be looking at them too much.
What's Chris Lees's day for the rest of it?
I'm in the office doing emails and voice messages and reviewing a lot of trialers from yesterday. So
yeah.
And then I'll watch a few runners go around at Tamworth.
Yeah, I was going to ask, because every time I finish doing an interview with you, you've always got runners. What's your best at Tamworth?
We've got three that have gone up at Tamworth. I thought all three are genuine chances. I thought Greater Goods found a soft enough race for it in the mile race. Might be our best.
Okay, all right. That is, I'm just going to get the race number up. In the mile race, Greater Good is race 4, number 10. All right, righto, mate. Thank you for joining us. We'll see what happens tomorrow at acceptance time.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Lee's joining us there. So we'll wait and see with Invincible Gem. He's leaning towards maybe the Tibby on Friday rather than the Cameron. So a bit of wait and see music being played out there.